When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
So, if you're building a habit, there are roughly 4 different stages that every habit goes through: cue, craving, response, and reward. So pretty much every habit follows that cycle. And you can see that, you know, this paperclip strategy does kind of play into this a little bit. I came across this guy named Trent Dersmid. He had this job where he was a stockbroker in Abbotsford, Canada. And he had this one simple habit that he used to end up becoming the top performer in the firm and building the biggest book of business there over like the next couple years. And it was this simple strategy of paperclips. So all he did is, whenever I make a call, I'm gonna make a sales call, and then I'm gonna take one paperclip and then I'm move it over. And then I'm gonna make another sales call, I'm gonna take another paperclip and move it over. And he had 100 paperclips in the jar. And his goal every day was to move 100 from one jar to the next. And that was all he did. And with that one simple habit, he ended up building this huge book of business. Cue, you have the paperclips on the desk, right? So like, not only do you want to make the sales calls for a business standpoint, but you also have these staring at you every morning when you come into your desk. And so it's a little bit of a visual reminder. Reminds you, prompts you to think, okay, all right, I do want to make these calls and try to drive more business, or, you know, build up the, make another successful sales call. That craving gets you to pick up the phone, which is the actual response. And then the reward is I get to move the paperclip over. And now I feel like, yeah, you get the little ting, jingle in your ear of the paperclip hitting. And, you know, it adds to the reward effect. What I think is most interesting is, how do we take this? How do we take these 4 steps that basically all behaviors go through and then translate it into something that we can use and apply in daily life and work?
Earlier on, when you said that, you know, ambitious people, they have lots of aspirations, lots of habits they want to start, I was thinking about myself and thinking, there's probably 30 habits that I would like to acquire. I'd want to be better at writing, I want to be a runner, I want to be better at speaking, I want to be a better friend and be more attentive with my friends, and all of these new habits that I want to pursue. How does one know which one to aim for first? Is there a framework for knowing?
I do think there's some level of strategy, which is, a good place to start is by asking yourself which habits are upstream from other good things happening. So,
got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For example, I know that if you were, maybe the question to start with is, when you live a good day, when you feel dialed in, when things are like rolling along well for you, what tends to be part of that day?
Sleep.
You know? Okay, great. So that's, you know, I would say for me, sleep is definitely one. I would say getting my workout in. And usually reading and writing are a part of it, but I think I could just boil it down to reading. If I just read like 10 pages, that often sparks the writing. So like, to me, reading is like the fuel for writing for me. So I could say get a workout in and read for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Those are the 2 things that are part of a good day. And what happens is they're upstream from a lot of other good things happening. For example, if I get the workout in, yeah, I feel good. I get the benefits of the workout, but I also have a post-workout high for like an hour or two. So my focus and concentration is better. I sleep better at night because I got the workout in. Now I'm tired. I tend to eat better when I work out. It's when I'm not working out that I eat terribly. So that's why, I don't know, it's kind of like I don't want to waste it or something. So at no point was I trying to build better focus habits or sleep habits or nutrition habits. Those just came kind of as a natural consequence of getting the workout in. Mm-hmm. So what are those things that you do that are upstream from other good things happening? I think those are good like anchor habits to start and focus on. If I could add another one for myself, I would say it's a little bit of time. It's really just time to think, but it's time to reflect and review. There's this interesting thing that happens. If you have a really good work ethic, if you have a strong work ethic and working hard has gotten you far in life, it kind of becomes a crutch. You know, for a long time, I was like, if I ever had a problem, I was like, well, I'll just work my way out of it. You know, I'll just work harder on it until I figure it out. And that's great. That's really powerful for a lot of things. But at some point it breaks, you know, like you can maybe, if you really try, maybe you can work 10% harder or 20% harder, but there's some limit. But if you work on the right thing, well, you could get 100x the result or 1000x the result. And so if you just keep your head down and work hard, it's very unlikely that you'll be spending your time in the highest and best way. Mm-hmm. And the only way to figure that out is to have time to reflect and review, time to think. You know, so you need enough time to think, to figure out what should I be focused on next. And so I think that is it's almost, reflection and review is almost like the meta habit that is above all others, because if you give yourself time to reflect and review, then you can troubleshoot your habits and figure out how to adjust them. You start thinking, even if you don't say this explicitly, you think like, what would peak performance look like? You know, if I could really get my habits dialed in, what could I do? And you start imagining 5, 6, 7 things that you would do and what all of them would look like in their perfect form and so on. And I think instead of asking ourselves, what could I do on my best day? It's better to start by asking, what can I stick to even on the bad days? And that becomes your baseline. That becomes the first step. And now that you have this floor that is achievable, even when you're tired, even when you're exhausted, even when you don't have much time, now you can show up and feel like you're succeeding, you know, and then you can progress from there. One of the most motivating feelings to the human mind is the feeling of progress.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
If you feel like you're making progress, even if it's smaller than what you ultimately hope to do, you have every reason to move forward. But often we become like a victim of our expectations. We spend all this time optimizing the perfect plan and then expect things to go perfectly out of the gate. And you had it so built up in your mind that once you don't hit that mark in the first or second or third day, it falls apart. You know, really what we're talking about there is you just need to be okay with being inconvenienced or uncomfortable for like 5 to 10 minutes, getting dressed, getting through the rain, getting to your car, getting to the gym. The workout is the same that it's always been. It's the same. You're in the same gym that you are in the summer or when the weather's beautiful or whatever. So it's really, can you handle that like 5 minutes of inconvenience? Mm-hmm. And so many things in life are like that. Can you master that little moment? And if you can, and you can still get started, that's when you gain an advantage. Everybody works out on the good days, but on the days when you feel stressed and tired, on the days when the weather's bad and it's kind of inconvenient, on the days when you don't really feel like it, can you show up, even if it's in a small way? One of my little mantras that I try to keep in mind is reduce the scope, but stick to the schedule. So the normal scope might be, I write for 30 minutes, and then you look up at the clock and you're like, oh, I only have 15. And sometimes what happens in your head is you're like, oh, I don't have enough time to write today. Or you're like, oh, I was planning to work out for 60 minutes. And you look up and you're like, time got away from me. I only have 20 minutes now. I don't have time to go to the gym. It's easy to talk yourself out of it. But reduce the scope, but stick to the schedule. It's like, well, I only got 20 minutes instead of 60. So I'll just get in there and do a couple sets of squats and that's it. And I've had so many workouts that have been like that, where you're like almost you know, it's easy to be kind of disappointed that you weren't able to do the whole thing that you wanted to do, but you didn't throw up a zero. And if you don't throw up a zero, you maintain the habit. And if you maintain the habit, all you need is time. And so the bad days are more important than the good days in that sense. You need to figure out how do you show up even if when it's not optimal.
Is there anything that you've learned, any frameworks, any tactics for making sure you get past that first 5 minutes so you can get into the flow of the habit?
Yeah, there's multiple things. So first thing is try to prime the environment to make the first action easy. Prime the environment to make the first action easy. So let's say writing, for example. I find that for myself, the biggest point of friction is choosing what to write about. Once I've actually finally settled, this is the thing I'm writing today, then I can get into it and I'm off and running. Mm-hmm. But I'll sit there for 2 hours just debating whether it's the right thing to be focused on writing or not. You know, should I work on this chapter? Should I work on something else or whatever? So what I've started to do is sometimes I will write the first sentence of what I'm going to write and just leave it on the Google Doc right there and then leave. And the next day when I come back, I'm already in, right? Like it's already, the first sentence is already written. So now I'm just writing the next piece of what's coming rather than trying to choose what to write about. Mm-hmm. Another one that I've done sometimes is I'll write the topic or I'll write the sentence on a post-it note and I'll put it on top of the keyboard. And so when I come into the office, it's right there in front of me. I can't, you know, I got to pick it off the keys to log on to the computer. And so it's like, remember, this is what you're writing about right now. You know, so it's just trying to make it easy to get in. I have a bunch of readers who do stuff like set their running clothes out the night before, you know, so they're right next to the bed. You got your clothes and your shoes there.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One woman I just talked to her at an event, she came up afterward and she said, I actually sleep in my running clothes and I just get out and put her shoes on and goes right out the door. But you're trying to prime the environment to make the action easy. Okay, so how can you set up the spaces that you're in to prime those habits? I think one really interesting question to ask, walk into the rooms where you spend most of your time each day, your office, your living room, your bedroom, and then look around and ask yourself, what is this space designed to encourage? What behaviors are easy here? What behaviors are obvious here? And the good habits that you say you want to build, are those the path of least resistance? Is that the obvious thing in this environment? And if not, maybe you can make some adjustments to try to make the good habit easier and the distractions maybe a little bit harder. So that's first thing, prime the environment to make the action easy. Second thing is, if there's like one principle that is probably the single most important for building habits, it's make it easy. Just scale it down and make it easy. I refer to it sometimes as the 2-minute rule. So take whatever habit you're trying to work on, you scale it down to something that takes 2 minutes or less to do. So read 30 books a year becomes read one page, or do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out my yoga mat. Sometimes I will mention this to people and they resist it a little bit. You know, they're like, okay, buddy, like, I know the real goal isn't just to take my yoga mat out. You know, I'm actually trying to do the workout. So this is some kind of mental trick and I know it's a trick, then why would I fall for it, basically? But there's this guy, I mentioned him in Atomic Habits. His name's Mitch. And he went to the gym and for the first 6 weeks, he had this strange little rule for himself where he wasn't allowed to stay for longer than 5 minutes. So he'd get in the car, drive to the gym, get out, do half an exercise, get back in the car, drive home. And you're like, this sounds silly, right? Clearly, this is not going to get the guy the results that he wants. But what you realize is that he was mastering the art of showing up, right? He was becoming the type of person that went to the gym 4 days a week, even if it was only for 5 minutes. And so I think this is kind of a deep truth about habits, which is a habit must be established before it can be improved. You know, it has to become the standard in your life before you optimize and scale it up into something more. There's that quote from Ed Lattimore where he says, the heaviest weight at the gym is the front door. There are a lot of things in life that are like that. And so by trying to make it easy to master, easy to get started, then you're in the game. Now you're in the arena. There's all kinds of things you can improve from there. A lot of the time when someone sits down and they want to build a new habit, they don't say this, but what they kind of assume is what it would mean to be successful with this habit is that I do it for the rest of my life. You know, and that if at some point I'm not doing it, then that must mean that I failed or I quit on it. But that's not how it is at all. Like, things have a season, you know, and so habits have to change shape over time. Let's take my my writing habit, for example. The habit that launched my career was I wrote a new article every Monday and Thursday, and I did that for 3 years. So the first 3 years, 150 articles, you know, write twice a week. That was a great habit. They were like 2,000 word pieces or so. But then I signed the book deal for Atomic Habits. I didn't have the capacity to do that and also write the book. So that had to change. I wrote the book for like 3 years and then the book came out. And now I write a newsletter once a week.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's much shorter. But I kind of feel like my writing habit is maintained that whole time. It just changed shape. But that's fine. It just needed to shift based on the season. But I don't know. People, they get so attached to one form of a habit sometimes that they don't realize that it's no longer serving them. And I think that's one of the trickier things to give up is a habit that used to be good for you, that used to work well, but no longer serves you in your current season. I find that I'm kind of a slow learner with that. A fundamental part of life is trade-offs, and you cannot be good at everything at the same time. So this is true across projects. If you choose, try to do seven things at once, spreading yourself thin in seven different ways, very hard to be excellent. For me, what I think about is life has a series of seasons and life has a series of sequences. So let's say it's not always exactly 10 years, but let's say the big movements in life are roughly 10-year buckets, right? So like for me, building my first business, that was kind of like a 10-year thing, and eventually it led to the launch of Atomic Habits. You maybe get five or six of those in your adult life. Some of those things make sense to do in a different order than others. Like, if you want to travel the world and see a bunch of places and party in Ibiza, you're probably not going to do that in your 60s. You know, like, I mean, you can. There's nobody's saying you can't, but some things are probably better sequenced in other, you know, in other spots. Obviously, there's, you know, especially for women, there's a certain limit on if you want to have a family, what decades that happens in. So, yeah, it's just a matter of sequencing and prioritization. If you look at the like tapestry of your life, what do you want the big movements to be, and where do those seasons need to slot in? There is no right answer, but it's interesting. As soon as you realize it's a finite number, and as soon as you realize that trade-offs are always going to be a reality, you have to deal with that in some way.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. My friend said this once, and I have adopted it as my own. She goes, I'm not a crunchy mom, but I'm a crispy mom. And I'm like, that is me too. Like, of course we're going to have our junk food days, but primarily when we're eating inside the house, I am very particular about what I buy and make for my kids, because sometimes, you know, like for example, they're going to eat chicken nuggets, right? They're going to eat macaroni and cheese, but I'm trying to find the best possible versions of those. And in order to do that, I use this really great app when I'm grocery shopping. It's called Wise Code, and it's basically an ultra processed food detector. All you do is scan a product to instantly see if it's ultra processed. They go beyond the label. You're able to view nutrition quality and health quality. It makes grocery shopping easy. It helps you make more informed decisions for your family. It's available on the App Store. I love, love, love it. It is exactly what a crispy mom needs. You can download Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector, on the App Store today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.